I don't know. You could have been the neutral observer yourself.
No.
Saw, as Lane says, saw political rivalry as figuring importantly in the court Democratic majority's studied disregard of Brennan's protests. They tend to turn off on Brennan. He opposed the rule of law that the majority expressed in the leading cases in this area, and they probably felt that he was just against us from the beginning and simply ignored him, the observer said. My guess, my recollection of the matter is very skinny. I can't tell you exactly why the court turned around. But I would be fairly confident in saying to you that I was not party to it. Whatever persuaded the majority to back off, it wasn't the fact that I dissented. That would have been a reason for them not to back off. Because if they backed off after I had dissented and said, as I did, and you quoted in the story, that the court has this day fallen out of its tree, I mean, I criticized them. For them to back off after my criticism would appear to make my criticism justified and to give me an I told you so. And they didn't want to do that. So I would say that if they backed off, it would have been not because of my objections, but in spite of them, and because they probably were pushed by newspaper stories.
Well, you know, this my knowledge of this, I think, started with Jim Ramsey. Jim Ramsey, you remember Jim? He was a former assistant attorney general, and then he retired and he went over to the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office and started handling appeals. And one day he said, "My gosh, what's going on over there?" And then he started to tell me about this, and he had discovered, and he transmitted to the court. He was the attorney for the, he was the prosecutor in one of these cases, represented the prosecutor, Mauch, M-E-U-C-H. And he said, "If you people go down this road that you're going down ever more rapidly, you're going to turn 1,000 or 1,200 people out of Jackson and the other prisons. And here's my authority for that is the Director of Corrections, who has run a count on this stuff." Now, do you suppose that's what sort of awakened the, caused it?
It could be. I think.
I think the court
was certainly sensitive to bad press.
Mm-hmm.
Court's always been sensitive to bad press, and either bad press or the prospect of bad press, more than anything I would say in a conference would change their mind.
But the some of us, I was a lay man at that time. I now can claim to be a lawyer, but the idea that by sitting around in a room in the Capitol, and four or five people get a certain notion, they start to put their signature on orders, can have an effect that almost boggles the mind. If this is a proper representation of what actually was being done, and I think if the ordinary layman wonders, my goodness, what is going on in the minds of these eminent jurists as they go about this sort of
process. And I think, again, your statement is so true, or your quotation from whoever it was you were quoting, that the Supreme Court being far removed just are insensitive to the guilty plea situation and trial court procedures generally. They just don't see these things. Their lofty isolation takes away perspective. They're up on Mount Olympus, and when they look down, all the people look like ants. And that's a very interesting and, I think, cogent observation.
I think I'm quoting a law.
Yeah, you were. That was a quote.
I think I'm quoting Ron Zerbicki, who was an extremely well-qualified person to make a judgment in this.
Whoever it was.
And he was to one side. He was clerk of the Court of Appeals.
Whoever it was knew what they were talking about, because that is quite true. And you had people who were able to debate the niceties of legal procedure in a vacuum with almost no realization or ability to project into real life how that would work, how that would be once you put it into effect. And
is this an argument then for trial lawyer and trial judge experience as a qualification to sit on the Supreme Court, or doesn't it?
Well, I certainly think trial work as a lawyer or a judge is helpful.